It's been a great experience. We've rejigged the level one course content and how we're running them. This is now our fourth level one course. By the end of today, we'll have put about 60 people through the new level one, which is fantastic. We've only got about 170 registered officials in the EIHA at the moment. So to put 60 through will really increase our numbers and give us an opportunity to get as many refs as possible on games. Kind of moving forward, obviously we've put a huge amount through the course, and we now have to make sure that we've got the mechanisms in place to receive those new officials, put them into mentoring roles so that they've got a mentor official working with them, so that they have a good experience in their first couple of games, and that they have an officials performance coach to work with them and give them feedback to help them develop as officials, and hopefully someone that's been in a room over the course of this season is going to be 3 or 4 years' time out there refereeing at our top level, which would be great to see.
We've seen a couple of the people have been on the courses earlier in the year. They're already out there with their mentor officials. Obviously, we've got 20-odd here today. We've got another course next week in Solihull, so that process, as I said, mustn't be an easy process to start off when you've got working with such a small base of instructors and mentors, and how do you manage the workload like that?
It's been a pretty heavy workload for us this year. I think we've gone a couple of years not having so many level one courses, and so this year we've had a bit of a backlog of people. As you've said, you know, this is our fourth course. We've got the fifth and final one next weekend in Solihull, and that means instructors have been at the weekends pretty busy making sure we've got the course content, following up with individuals, and then making sure that we've got enough existing officials that want to help the programme grow and working as mentors. And sometimes for them that means not working the highest level game that's possible for them to do, but actually dropping down, doing some junior games and working with the younger officials to help them grow and develop. And that's what we need the programme to do, and that's what we've asked some of our more experienced officials to do, and they've all been happy to do it, which is great.
Since you've joined with the EIHA in your training and development role, obviously there's been a lot of catching up to do. You've got your officials are now all graded.
Yeah.
So you've got that in place, and obviously that's going to help them with their further development. So you've got officials who are in the lower grades, obviously looking to move up, just as players want to play at the highest level, officials want to officiate at the highest level.
Yeah, and I think that's always been something that we know. You know, you bring an official in on a level one course and then they develop over time, and it's important for us to now have those distinctions in terms of certification and grading. So we've got officials now graded into six levels. Level six is working the Elite League. Level five is working English Premier League. Level four is NIHL 1. Level three is NIHL 2. And then level two, NIHL 2 and under 18s, and then level two is working the junior games, and also some of the rec and uni games. So we've tried to give a pathway for officials that goes right from grassroots through to the elite level.
And that was something I think Ice Hockey UK, after their board meeting last week, put a statement out and included, and that was a mention of a joined up approach to officiating. Because at the minute you've got your elite league officials and then you kind of just all separated, looking at one overarching official body.
Yeah, and I think, it's kind of bringing all the officials under one roof and making that pathway more of a continuous development pathway, so that an official can start their level one course, you know, today in Sheffield, here we are, and then, you know, progress through the gradings and get the opportunity to be selected, if good enough, for the elite league. And that's how we have to see ourselves as an officiating programme. You know, we're not trying to keep officials in certain level games. We should allow everyone to realise their full potential. And so that means going from grassroots through to elite, and working all as one is important for that.
Getting to the business end of the season on the ice, obviously we've got playoffs coming up for EPL, National League, etc. Same sort of thing for the officials. The best teams get to play the playoffs, and you're doing the same sort of thing with the officials. The best officials are going to get playoff games.
Yeah, exactly that. So some of the challenges we've had this year is that every single league has decided to have their playoff finals at the same weekend, and that obviously leaves us looking at which core officials we have at those levels, and therefore selecting the best ones that we can. Same as with teams, you know, not everyone can be in that final game. And for us, it's about picking the best officials that's going to promote the sport and give the game the best opportunity to be played in the way that it should, and the team that deserves to win wins.
And finally, we've seen a few EIHA officials, but I think we said this at one of the earlier camps, that as a country, we kind of punch above our weight with international representation.
Mm-hmm.
And the EIHA this year have had officials going away.
Yep.
And the latest thing to come out, obviously tying up with the England programme and sending officials away to Czech Republic next month. Again, that's another part of joined up thinking between different sections of the EIHA.
Yep.
But obviously giving officials new opportunities to develop and experience international kind of environment.
And I think the joined up thinking is something we have to get better at as a country if we're going to move forward. You know, you can spend a lot of money on player development and a lot of money on coaching. If you don't spend it on officiating, the game can't grow and develop. And I think the England programme have recognised that and have reached out to us in terms of working together to develop new and young officials and giving them the opportunities that new and young players get, so that they can progress through the ranks in the same way. And that's important. I think it's a great opportunity for the young officials to experience officiating a different country, and also something that they can see that there's a pathway for them to get to the top now, and that's important.
Just finally, back to today, obviously we can see you and the instructors, obviously you're delivering a lot of content, but obviously there's a lighthearted side of it, you're trying to make it enjoyable.
Yeah.
In the room we've got a good mix of people, there's 14, 15 year olds, there's a lot of women there as well, so that's good to have that kind of mix as well.
Yeah, and I think that's what we've seen. We've seen younger players wanting to get involved in officiating, right through to then the other end of the spectrum, people that have been playing for a long time and want to stay involved in the sport but are not going to be able to play for much longer. And that's important. Our sport needs all of those individuals to get involved and to officiate. So for whatever reason they've decided to come and sit in the room, we want to make it a good experience for them and make sure that they leave today, they complete their level one certification, and then they register as officials and start working games so that the game can grow and develop.